If you think sin is merely making bad decisions, you'll never appreciate why you need such a great Savior. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, our culture has become remarkably skilled at minimizing sin. We call it a mistake, a weakness, poor judgment, or simply being human. Those descriptions may soften our conscience, but they don't explain the brokenness we experience every day. Paul speaks about sin very differently. He describes it almost as a tyrant who has invaded God's world and established a kingdom. Later on in the book of Romans, he says that sin reigns, it rules, it dominates, it enslaves, it always demands payment from those who serve it. And that should change the way we fight temptation. Every temptation is more than an isolated moment of poor judgment. It's part of a larger battle for the throne of your heart. Sin is constantly attempting to reclaim territory that rightfully belongs to Christ. And this is why Christians cannot afford to treat sin casually. We don't negotiate with it. We don't manage it. We don't excuse it. We are to put it to death because we know where it leads. Left unchecked, sin never remains content. It always grows deeper roots and demands greater allegiance. Yet this particular passage in Romans chapter 5 is not ultimately about the strength of sin. It's about the superiority of Christ. The same Savior who broke sin's penalty has also broken its ultimate dominion over those who belong to Him. You are no longer fighting for victory. You are fighting from the victory Christ has already secured, and that changes everything. So where are you tempted to excuse a sin that Christ calls you to put to death? Pray this with me today. Lord Jesus, strengthen me by your Spirit to resist sin and gladly submit every part of my life to your rule. Pray for these two peoples as well, Charles and Mona Costa, our Middle East coordinators, and also the American Sign Language LifeWord broadcast for the people of the USA.